Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is the Monday edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. Is the weekend good? Well, what's the good of the day?
The good of the day is that if you had plans on retiring Saturday.
Yes.
On Saturday. You know what? Your retirement plans are still in effect. Because you are still just six numbers away from the largest jackpot in Powerball history.
Yeah.
So I did not. I was six numbers away on Saturday. So my retirement plans are still in effect.
I think my wife told us we won two tickets.
Nice. There you go.
We won two tickets to the next drawing. She bought like 10, I think.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. So
I, know. I feel like so I need to end up my thing. Game.
Somebody is going to win this. Now, probably there's going to be probably multiple people when this thing finally lands. Maybe with multiple people. But somebody's going to win this.
Somebody's going to win it.
What's it, $1.6 billion
now? No, right now it's $1.9.
Almost $2 billion in a lottery?
And so you figure after the government gets their cut, you're looking at when you're possibly taking home about $1 billion. I don't know what the payout actually is. I got to figure that out. But you're taking $1 billion home.
I know the stock market isn't doing all that great. I get it. But there was a guy on the radio making the pitch to take the annual installments. I'm like, don't take the annual installments. Take the money and invest. You'll make more on the investments than you will be on the annual
installments. Take the lump sum.
Take the lump sum. Always take the lump sum. But I don't know. Does that change with the more money? Like they just go, well, when it reaches a certain point, you are better off taking the.
Well, but put it this way, right? Saturday's jackpot was $1.6 billion, right? Nobody won it. The lump sum amount you probably could live off of, which is $782.4 million.
Right.
I think I could find a way to do something with that.
Yes. But if you're also like, okay, but at the same time, let's not, you know, I think that the problem isn't, of the $1 point something billion, 1.6, like you've won that.
Right.
Right. Like you, that's what you've won. Now you got to pay taxes on it. But the question is, it becomes like a mental game of like, how much of my winnings do I get? It's not like, well, my lump sum, because when you take a lump sum, you're giving some, a lot of that back.
Mm-hmm.
As like you're giving it to the lottery people, like some people are like, no, heck no. I don't care if it's millions I'll never spend or it's millions, whatever. I don't care. It's mine. It's not yours. You don't get it just because I'm taking the lump sum. It's mine. So I'll take the annual installments because I want to get as much of this as possible. So that's where the thought process comes is, you know.
But, I need cash now. I need to lump sum.
But you can live off the annual payments.
I know.
No. So they said you make like $20 million a year for like the next whatever. But I think the smart thing is because you could put that money, the lump sum, majority of it in investments and make more than – because the money that you're getting, inflation, everything, like it stays the same. So it's always amazing to me, like when I watch, I see ads and I'm always watching like old retro ads and they're like the Atari 2600, only $239 at your local Sears store. And you find out later that that's like $600 in like today's money.
Right.
And you think, oh my God, my parents must have gone broke getting me that Atari 2600.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's like PlayStation 5.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's the equivalent. Atari 2600 back in the day is PlayStation 5 today.
So 20 years from now, when they're giving you that last lump segment, you're like, oh, great. I'll go. I guess I'll go buy groceries this week.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you know
fill
what I mean?
Fill up the tank. Can't believe we're still using fossil fuels.
Michael, who's always good with accounting, he says that after the lump sum and the taxes, the actual amount you put into the bank is about 30%, 38% of the total. So
wow.
Yeah, so you know, you can see why people are like, well, I want almost all of it. I know I'm paying the taxes. You're not paying the taxes for me. I'm paying the taxes. But
so
I want all of that 1.6
out of the
billion
dollars, you're still taking around $300 to $400 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what you could do with that? You can buy purchase a English lower tier soccer team.
Sure you can. Sure you can. You can do all sorts of stuff with it.
Well, would you be part of an investment group all of a sudden, like for the Commanders?
I guess I would. I would
call
RG3.
Could you like, yeah. You know, just say, hey, like, man, I got some cash to burn.
Yeah.
Can I get in on this?
So
I'm a silent partner.
I know this is a tangent.
I want to be an owner.
I probably should be bringing it up at another point, but I got a question for you. I was thinking about this with Dan Snyder. Because remember how we were talking about Dan Snyder being rich, yeah. but nobody likes him? Right? Like, nobody likes him. I know he's probably got personal friends, but he's not accepted Does in he? Any circles. I don't know. I don't think anybody likes him. Yeah. I've never seen anybody say nice things about him publicly. So maybe he's got some, like, group of friends that leech off of him. I don't know. But I was thinking about this because I have a friend of mine that traveled the world. He takes, like, he's single, and he does voice tracking for a number of radio stations, so he just takes it with him in his laptop, and he just travels the world. And they put the money in his account, and he just buys cheap flights, and he goes, I think I'm going to go to Brazil, or I think I'm going to go to Japan, or I'm going to – he just travels the world. And he told me that there was, he met a guy in one of the South American countries. I want to say Brazil, but I'm not 100% sure. But he met a guy who was traveling. He met a guy, and he worked. The guy worked at a local bottling plant, and he said – or something – and he said the guy just rode his bike to work every day. He didn't live in a – he lived in a neighborhood, small house, and the guy was – he was one of the happiest guys he ever met. He goes, he would go home. Somebody would be making a big stew or something. They'd all eat. They'd watch the soccer game on some little TV, and they'd laugh until the night came, and then they'd all go to sleep, and they'd all wake up, and he'd bike to the plant again. And he goes, he was so happy. He didn't have much, but he had all this community. Would you rather live like that or be a billionaire on a yacht by yourself with no friends?
Yeah.
Like it's like the big philosophical question. Because he said like that guy changed his like perspective on things. The guy just he didn't have a care in the world. He's just like, "Nope, I work, I eat, I hang out with my friends, we laugh, we watch soccer and this is my life." I was like, "It's pretty simplistic." Or the complexities of being a billionaire on a yacht because you're trying to like not come back to the country to testify in a thing about that you're involved in and everybody hates you and wants you to sell the product you own. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get philosophical on a Monday morning during the good, the bad, and the dumb. So if you win the lottery, that's a question some of you can answer and can answer for me. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. You had mentioned it earlier, but Philadelphia has the dubious distinction of now becoming the first city ever to lose two championships in one day.
Yeah. Question about that. Has MLS and the MLS Cup now risen to a point where that is part of the four sport championship equation?
It's a great question. I would say yes.
I think it has.
Because if you told me that hockey was going on right now, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, but you're a soccer fan. But that's,
I know.
You're
I'm different. I'm probably a little biased.
You're a little biased. There are a lot of hockey fans out there who can absolutely, and you live in Houston that doesn't have an NHL team. But I can tell you, like, even in Nashville, they know the Predators are struggling. So, but, and you're a soccer fan. But I think it is. I am definitely not seeing 4A and 4B. I am not seeing empty MLS stadiums and people going, look at this. This is unbelievable.
No, in fact, that final was a sellout. I mean, it was a sellout. It was a packed crowd. I mean, but they put it in the right spot. They put it in L.A. So they know what they're doing.
But hold on.
They were at the Chargers' old home stadium, Tony.
But you're again, I'm not talking about L.A. Austin is selling out. Atlanta, they're filling up the dome when they play. Cincinnati is and Nashville SC is the one of the hottest tickets in our town because it's such a party environment. These games are selling out everywhere, and I think FC, we're on the verge of that.
Tony, you may not know this. Miami FC sold out their season, and they haven't even played a game yet.
Yeah, people want to be a part of this.
They did. No, but the final itself, the MLS Cup final, was one of the crazier finals because LAFC led for most of the game. Then Philadelphia Union came back, scored two goals in the second half before LAFC added one more to tie it up. Went into extra time. Philadelphia Union, on a goal by Jack Elliott, seemed to have won the game. It was in the 120th minute plus stoppage time.
Oh.
Right? 120th minute. Which, wow, if you don't know anything about soccer, right, it goes 90 minutes long. And then now they used to do like golden goal or sudden death, but they do two extra 15-minute periods. So you go an extra 30 minutes. So it's like playing another
That
game.
Right there is one of the problems that I have with soccer becoming part of the four-sport group, making it five-sports group.
Why?
Because the first thing you did was you said they won it in the 128th minute. In case you don't know, and we do not do that in the other sports.
It's true.
So you don't have to say they won it in the 11th inning. Now, in case you don't know, baseball is a nine-inning game. You get to bat, then I get to bat. You get to bat, then I get to bat. And if the score is tied, we go into more innings, and I get the last at-bat if I'm a home. We don't explain
maybe, well, maybe
things.
That's a force of habit. I don't know.
So
did you know
I'm
that?
I'm hoping there is a point. No, but I'm hoping there is a point where
that we get to that.
That get to the point where you can say 120th minute, and most sports fans understand what that is. That's always going to be a problem in a sport if you have to explain what the rules are.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
And so that's why it's going to be
point.
Right down at the bottom.
Maybe it'll take another 10 years for that to happen.
Possibly.
I don't know.
But listen, man, in the last decade alone, it's been remarkable. Mm-hmm. It's always getting better. It's getting better and better and better. So I like it. I like it because when Major League Soccer in the United States has been tried in a number of different ways, and it has not caught on. And people said when MLS came to be 20-plus years ago, well, they're trying it again. All right, we'll see. And now it's got expansion teams, nice new stadiums that are fun. The party atmosphere is electric. And so I'm pulling for it. I have my heart. My heart is I was treated really well by the Rapids. In my year, I had 2 years of doing their pregame and postgame show at Station in Colorado. I didn't know a thing about soccer, and they treated me great. They really treated me great. So I have a soft spot in my heart for them. So what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, now this isn't confirmed. We'll have to kind of wait and see. But it looks like IMG Academy, you know, the famed high school football school, basically, because I don't know what else they do besides play football. I think they have other good sports teams. They may have fell victim again of playing a fake high school.
Yeah. Was this the team in Canada that they played?
Yeah, they played a team called West Toronto Prep. And they beat this team 96-0 after scoring 96 first half points. In case you haven't figured it out, yes, they called the game at halftime. 96 points in the first half.
As soon as that happens, do people start asking questions?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they call the game, they go, okay, that we called the game, you guys need to come over here and we need to talk.
When you looked at the school, like, people were investigating the school, and then the school didn't have any logos on their helmet, didn't have any logos on their jersey. You go to the school website, it's very blah. You know, it's almost as if somebody just, like, bought one of those website pages that was already created for you, and you just slot in photos. You know?
What's the vetting process for this?
I have no idea.
That's my question. I asked this about the last time we had this story.
When it was Bishop Sycamore?
When it was Bishop Sycamore. And isn't there a documentary coming on about Bishop Sycamore at some point? Wasn't somebody going to do a 30 for 30 short on this or something like that? I don't know. But we asked the same question when that story happened. Where are the people that are saying, researching the opponent, really digging in, making sure it's legit, making sure they're real, making sure that's a real school, that there's real classes, that there's real teachers. Like,
yeah.
Or are they just going, we have a football team, you want? And they go, yes, we'll play you. Come on down. Like, if I'm IMG, I should have I probably got so much money that I can afford one guy to vet every team we're playing.
I mean, it seems like, well, I mean, you know, other teams have played this team too. Like, they pointed out that, you know, this Toronto, West Toronto team has only played teams in the United States. They don't play any, haven't played any teams in Canada. And they've scored after, what, six games this year? After six games, they have scored 6 points. And, I mean,
again,
every single game, I mean, they're just, I mean, that's, you know, 61-0, 55-0.
Because
96-0 called at the half. And I don't know if you've seen the highlights of this. Most of these points were scored because when the center was snapping it to the quarterback, who was in shotgun formation, the center was throwing it like 5 feet over his head. And IMG was just smothering it in the end zone.
Because you know what it is that when you have a center and somebody is guarding on top of the center, he has to have quick reflexes to hike the ball in that distance to the shotgun, usually, you know, down looking, making sure mm-hmm. he's got the thing. And then he's got to quickly get up to block the guy that is ready to pounce on top of him. And if that's a massive mismatch, there's going to be a lot of jitteriness by the center, and he's going to make mistakes. That's how you cause mistakes. Now, obviously, as you get more advanced in the upper echelons of college and in the NFL, the centers are well, well trained. It doesn't matter who's above them. But down at this level, that's exactly what you do. And if this is such a mismatch physically, somebody should be held accountable for this.
Yeah. Somebody on IMG.
Like, seriously, my school, the school my kids have gone to here in Spring Hill, Tennessee, it's a nice school. But you can't put this school and their region and their kids up against IMG Academy. I think somebody get hurt. Somebody get really hurt. Like, you got to be careful with these schools that are like, hey, hi, can we play you? Yeah, we're a traveling school. Aha! Somebody could get hurt. These kids are, their kids are not messing around. Their kids are going to Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, this is their track.
I mean, most of these, I mean, this is their, they're hoping to be fast tracked into the NFL.
They are there for that reason. Every day they're waking up getting better at football, right?
And doing a little bit of school on the side.
And doing school on the side. You better be careful. So, yeah, it's just amazing. We had another one of these. You think you would learn the lesson the first time, right?
Yeah.
Second time. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Jerry Dubin's going to join us 40 past the hour. We'll continue with Wake Up Call.